Padre Pio is arguably one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church, so much so that there is even a YouTube channel completely dedicated to him, and rightfully so. He healed people, he fought with the devil, he bilocated, he had the stigmata, he survived only on the Eucharist, and one of the greatest things that he did, that he is famous for, is for praying many, many rosaries. At first, I thought it was 10 to 15 rosaries a day. It turns out it's more like 30 to 40 rosaries a day. Now, if you were to pray the rosary extremely fast, it would take you at least 15 minutes to pray it. So if you were to pray 4 rosaries an hour, and let's say you're praying 24 rosaries a day, that's 6 hours of rosaries every single day. Impossible for a regular human being unless you're not sleeping, and it's probably the case that he was not sleeping. However, I have found a way to pray 5 times as many rosaries as even Padre Pio did. Here is my secret. I will reveal it right now. But first, if you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. Now, everything that I'm about to teach you is straight from the lips of Saint Louis de Montfort. His teaching is rock solid. 2 stories. First on the merit of each Hail Mary, and the second, the secret to which I'm alluding. Let's get right into this. Now, this first story is from the 19th rose in The Secret of the Rosary. Paragraph 55. Blessed Alan also relates that a nun who had always had a great devotion to the rosary appeared after her death to one of her sisters in religion and said to her, "If I were able to return in my body to have the chance of saying just a single Hail Mary, even without great fervor, I would gladly go through the sufferings that I had during my last illness all over again in order to gain the merit of this prayer." It is to be noted that she had been bedridden and suffered agonizing pains for several years before she died. Now, if she were willing to do that for one single badly prayed Hail Mary, imagine a whole rosary. And now from the 46th rose, paragraph 131. Of all the ways of saying the Holy Rosary, the most glorious to God, most salutary to our souls, and the most terrible to the devil is that of saying or chanting the rosary publicly in 2 choirs. God is very pleased to have people gather together in prayer. All the angels and the blessed unite to praise him unceasingly. The just on earth gather together in various communities, pray in common night and day. Our Lord expressly recommended this practice to his apostles and disciples, and promised that wherever there would be at least 2 or 3 gathered in his name, he would be there in the midst of them. What a wonderful thing to have Jesus Christ in our midst, and all we have to do to have him with us is to come together to say the rosary. That is why the first Christians met so often to pray together in spite of the persecutions of the emperors, who had forbidden them to assemble. They preferred to risk death rather than to miss their gatherings where our Lord was present. This way of praying is of the greatest benefit to us. 1, because our minds are usually more alert during public prayer than when we pray alone. 2, when we pray in common, the prayer of each one belongs to the whole group and make all together but one prayer, so that if one person is not praying well, someone else in the same gathering who is praying better makes up for his deficiency. In the same way, those who are strong uphold the weak. Those who are fervent inspire the lukewarm. The rich enrich the poor, and the bad are merged with the good. How can a measure of cockle be sold? This can be done very easily by mixing it with 4 or 5 bushels of good wheat. 3, one who says his rosary alone only gains the merit of 1 rosary. But if he says it with 30 other people, he gains the merit of 30 rosaries. This is the law of public prayer. How profitable, how advantageous this is. In his bull on the rosary, Pope Gregory XIII declares that we must believe on pious faith that the public prayers and processions of the members of the Confraternity of the Holy Rosary were largely responsible for the great victory over the Turkish navy at Lepanto, which God granted to the Christians on the first Sunday of October, 1571. Finally, when the rosary is said in common, it is far more formidable to the devil because in this public prayer, it is an army that is attacking him. Now, this was not the whole chapter, but I was taking particular parts of it. So in summary, whenever you pray with groups of people, you gain the merit of the number that are there. And not just that, but it is offered to God as best as the best person praying. So if you have 50 people praying, whoever is praying the best, that's the one that sets the standard. So it's as if the group is purified. So not only are you gaining 50 rosaries, but 50 well-prayed rosaries, because at least, presumably, one of those people is praying very fervently in case the rest possibly aren't. So now to the kicker. The Uniquely Mary channel has had a rosary prayed since about 3 months after it was started. At that time, we had about 20 to 30 people praying, and it stayed around that number. Since about November, we have now had over 150 people, about 120 to 150, every single night. That means every day that we pray, we are gaining, each of us, the merit before God of praying 150 rosaries, five times as many as Padre Pio would have been praying, presumably had him been praying 30 rosaries a day, something that is otherwise impossible for you to do. So in one day of praying, we gain the merit of what you would take 6 months to do if you were praying one rosary a day. Let's do some math here. Let's pretend that you want to pray as many rosaries as possible that would be prayed devoutly. And so you're wanting to pray, let's say, 8 rosaries a day. Let's put this up on the screen here. If you pray 8 rosaries a day times 365, you're praying 2,920 rosaries every single year. Pretty amazing. If you're praying 150 rosaries a day, because of the law of group recitation, times 365, you're praying 54,750 rosaries. So if you were praying 8 rosaries a day, how many years would it take you to get to 54,000? Let's do the math right now. It would take you 18 years to get to the same amount of rosaries if you were praying 8 rosaries a day devoutly. So here's your choice. Do you want to pray for 18 years or do you want to join the group? We pray every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can join in two ways. Through YouTube, just click on my channel and you'll see the live feed. It'll say Alvaro's Personal Meeting Group. Or you can join through Zoom. Here is a Zoom ID right here. 402-185-5457. It's the same one that it's been since the beginning. There is no password. Nothing. The more people join, the more rosaries are prayed. And remember the story of the nun. If you knew how tremendously beautiful merit is and what it does to your soul, you would stop at nothing to gain as much merit as possible, especially through the recitation of the rosary. I will see you in the next one.